This is an ABC podcast.
When Monica Paulus was in her 30s, her marriage had broken down. So she returned to her home province of Simbu in Papua New Guinea, back to her father's house, thinking it would be a place of safety.
I went back home and I lived with my father. I had a brother after me. We all lived in the same house.
One afternoon after coming home from shopping, Monica's father collapsed. He was having a heart attack and died almost immediately. And in the midst of the shock and grief, her own brother accused her of sorcery.
What went through my mind was like, I couldn't believe what I had. And all of a sudden, like, fear just crept into me. And like, I was also shocked.
Word spread fast and Monica was no longer safe. Already vulnerable as a divorced woman and knowing what can happen to those accused, Monica fled for her life.
She said, you can't live here, we have to go. So I went with her and we lived in one of the settlements in Ley.
But in the settlement where she hid, she witnessed another woman be accused of sorcery and dragged into a field and attacked.
Then they started questioning her and throwing stones at her. No one stood up to help this woman.
That moment changed Monica's life. She became a human rights activist.
They kill women and children in a cruel way. And it is the very people and the clan or the tribe that you depend on and are the very people that, you know, you try to be good to will one day turn against the woman.
I'm Scott Wydee and Polytalk is back. Coming up this season, you'll hear from survivors of those working to bring an end to sorcery accusation-related violence. From Parliament in Port Moresby to the streets of Suva, Polytalk will pull back the curtain on Pacific politics and unpack the big questions, like what is the true cost the Marshall Islands has to pay to stay in a relationship with the United States?
And I was there, sitting in the desert, thinking, what the heck am I doing here? I'm not cut out for this. I didn't join up to shoot somebody.
And what's at stake if shipwrecks in the Pacific start leaking oil?
So whenever it's like a lot of people diving, then the oil kind of start to spill out. It's going to be a disaster for our people.
And I'll bring you the stories that matter most. On Polytalk with me, Scott Wydee. Hear all the new episodes of Polytalk on your favorite podcast app, or you can find us live on ABC Radio Australia or the ABC Pacific website.